So first impressions are very important, and there are fewer first impressions that are as important as the one made when your partner meets your parent. The first time my ex-boyfriend met my mom, I was not there. I was 23. I was in Hawaii. I was finishing grad school, doing some research over the summer, and my boyfriend was on the West Coast, also doing some research, and on his way back to Hawaii, he had a layover in Los Angeles where my mom lived. So we thought, oh, you should stay with my mom in LA and she'll give you a ride to LAX and that'll be that. That'll be great. What could possibly go wrong? So he arrives to my mom's place in Los Angeles and, you know, they're actually hitting it off. They're having a great time. They're both very charismatic and, you know, having margaritas at my mom's favorite Mexican joint. And it's great. Everything that I could possibly hope could go well went well. The night continues and he starts texting me saying, oh, I can't wait to see you. It's been, you know, a long couple of months. And I'm like, oh yeah, tell me more. I've missed you too. And so we're sending each other these texts and things start to get a little spicier. You know, it's like, oh, well, show me how excited you are to see me. So there's some pictures coming back and forth and it's as hot as it is also a little bit weird. I would get, you know, a nice picture of him, and then I could see a photo of little baby Rose on the shelf behind him, and I knew exactly where he was in the house. But anyways, this goes on, and we're just, you know, flirting and getting each other excited for our reunion the next day. And it's about time to go to bed, and we weren't going to hear from each other until basically he got to Hawaii. I was going to, you know, get up and go to school, and there's a time difference, and so I wasn't going to hear from him until he landed. And I wake up the next day. I'm super excited. I'm going to see my boyfriend, and I get this text from him first thing in the morning, and I'm thinking, oh, that's so sweet. And it says, hey, getting on the plane back to Hawaii. I love you. Also, I may have sent your mom a photo of my dick. Yeah. He's on a plane for another 3 hours. I have no way of getting in touch with him to gauge the temperature of the situation. My mother was a cop for 35 years and can be really cool, but can also be really not cool. So I wasn't sure what the reaction was. Her reaction could be relationship ending. And I am just too anxious to let these next 3 hours go by without knowing what the situation is before my boyfriend lands. So I muster up the courage and I call my mom. And I am so nervous. I'm just mortified of what she could have seen, what could have been said between the two. That must have been a very long ride to LAX. And my mom answers the phone and knows exactly what my business is calling. And she is in hysterics. She thought that it was the funniest thing. She was laughing so hard. My mom goes, Rose, I was sexted. I got my first sext. Words I never thought I would hear from my mom. So she calms down, and I get her to give me a little bit more information. And so she's, you know, recounting the situation and says, yeah, you know, in the morning, he came out of the shower in this towel and asked for my phone. And, you know, cop puts on her little detective cap and is thinking, well, why do you need my phone? And he tries to come up with this excuse, and she's immediately calling bullshit. And he goes, well, you know, the truth is I sent your daughter a photo of myself naked, but it was a tasteful nude. And she goes, oh, you sent my daughter a tasteful nude. Well, in that case, I will give you my phone and you can delete this photo, but know that I know people who can bring this photo back. So he takes the phone, to my knowledge, deletes the photo. I don't think that my mom has seen this photo. And she gives him this ride to LAX, and we have this reunion, and it's so awkward. We both know, like, oh my gosh, we were so close to this being very, 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 very bad, and it turned out actually okay. Time passes, and, you know, we decide we're gonna go back to LA. We're gonna have Christmas with my family. And what could go wrong? So we go back to LA. It's Christmas time, and we're unwrapping presents. And there's this one gift under the tree that's addressed to my boyfriend from the entire Hart family. And my family isn't really the type of family where we give gifts on behalf of the family. That's never really been our style. So this is an immediate red flag. And so my boyfriend grabs the gift and starts peeling back the wrapping paper. And then you can see his face. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, my mom did it. Like, she did it. She recovered the nude photo. She brought it back and has immortalized it in this gift in front of our whole family with my grandma present. And he continues to peel back the wrapping paper. And it is a wood-carved plaque that my older brother carved with Burt Reynolds' naked body from his Cosmopolitan spread. And my boyfriend's face, which my mom photoshopped, I didn't know she knew how to photoshop, onto Burt Reynolds' body on this beautiful wood hand-carved plaque. And below it is this brass engraving that says, "The Tasteful Nude." Now, my boyfriend, you know, very innocently, sweetly says, you know, in a situation like this, the whole family is involved. Like, this is going to last 20 years. It has to. And it didn't. It lasted maybe 20 months, which is fine. But, you know, at least I can say that after all of this time, I haven't had a partner send my mother a nude. And I don't think my mom has been sexted again.